welcome to the show. Wednesday morning, Evan Bray, as we look at the weather forecast in the province, and I think it's safe to say nowhere would turn down rain. There is the good possibility of rain actually happening today and throughout the next few days in parts of the south, central and north, not as much in the forecast, but predominantly in the north where those wildfires are burning, rain would be a welcome, refreshing change there as well. I just checked the map this morning. There's been 149 wildfires to date. 8 are currently deemed as active. 4 of them are not contained, which is actually an improvement from the start of the week. There were 19 active, 6 not contained at the start of the week. So the fact that today we are reporting 8 active, 4 not contained in the province is steps in the right direction. But sadly, there's still some evacuation notices in a couple of communities, and we continue to follow that along. Well, there is a fella who is actively involved in a variety of things, including wildfire management in the province. He is the Minister of Corrections, Policing and Public Safety, also the Minister of Justice and the Attorney General for our province, Minister Tim McLeod, who stopped by for a chat today. Minister, thanks so much for joining the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Evan.
So let's start with wildfires. We've seen a number of them. Some of them have been in the southern part of the province with grass fires, but certainly lots up in the forested area in the north. Can you give us a sense of where we're at this year compared to where we would be this time other years?
Yeah, absolutely. We as of May 13th, the numbers that we have is that there are 10 active wildfires in the province. That's a manageable number, certainly for our resources. But we're keeping an eye on the situation. So far to date, there have been 147 wildfires, which is really on par for where we were at last year. I think we were about 150 wildfires in the province of Saskatchewan this time last year. Mm-hmm. So monitoring it very closely for sure. It's a dry year, and the SPSA is keeping a very close eye on it, but have been doing a great job of getting on top of these fires when they pop up.
I want to talk about it from the standpoint of both resources to fight the fires and funding to fight the fires. Let's start with resources. Are we equipped at the levels we need to be in the province, or do we sometimes rely on neighbors to come and help us out?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, we have mutual aid agreements with all of the other provinces and the Yukon Territories, the Northwest Territories, and 12 American states, as well as our federal government. So all of us will lend resources to each other in times of need, and that's just kind of the nature of being good neighbors. We're very fortunate. Quebec is offering 2 of their water bombers this week, and actually we're expecting to receive 1 plane from Alaska coming to assist in Saskatchewan, and that should arrive in the next week as well.
Mm-hmm. What about in terms of funding? How much of it is reliant on provincial budget and provincial funding? When our neighbors come to help, do they bill us for their service? What does that look like, Minister?
Yeah, the mutual aid agreements really allow for the sharing of resources, and the dollars and cents of it aren't really the primary focus. It's more about making sure that if you need planes, if you need hose, if you need whatever the equipment might be, and we aren't using it at the time, we're happy to lend it to our neighbors and make sure that they can suppress the fires that they're experiencing, and they do that to reciprocate if and when we need it.
Minister Tim McLeod is my guest, Saskatchewan Minister of Justice and Attorney General, also the Minister of Corrections, Policing and Public Safety. So recently we had the SUMA convention. I know the SARM convention was earlier in the spring. What takeaways do you take from those opportunities to sit down with community leaders from around the province? What are you hearing? What are their priorities, and what are your takeaways?
Well, it's really, those opportunities are a fantastic opportunity for government to hear directly from the stakeholders. The feedback that we get there really informs our work. And at the latest SUMA convention, I had the pleasure of sitting alongside Assistant Commissioner Rhonda Blackmore in a dialogue session prior to the bear pit. And a lot of the questions and comments coming out of the public really focused around resourcing for our policing resources across the province, and Assistant Commissioner Blackmore is doing some phenomenal work in terms of recruiting applicants for the RCMP, and we know that We don't have the full annex of officers, RCMP officers in our province, so we continue to lobby the federal government to make use of those recruits that Assistant Commissioner Blackmore and her team are lining up for Ottawa. And then, of course, on the provincial side, we've committed funding for an additional 100 municipal officers. We've got 14 additional SCAN officers. We've got the Saskatchewan Marshal Service, which will add 70 more boots on the ground across the province. So all of those, the feedback that we're getting from the community is about that concern, and those opportunities also give us the chance to share with the communities the things that we're doing in response to those concerns.
Can you, maybe you mentioned the Marshal Service, a quick update, Minister, on where things are at there? I know they were in phase one of their hiring. In fact, I think they just graduated a class through training.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just up in Prince Albert a couple of weeks ago. We swore in the first nine officers, and that was really exciting. I think the apprehension that we maybe saw initially about the marshals was really just largely due to a misunderstanding of what they are and what they aren't. And I think there was some fear that they were somehow going to be replacing existing services, and that's not at all the case. They're a complement to existing services. They're going to work alongside our municipal officers and our RCMP officers, adding another layer of protection for the communities across Saskatchewan.
When do you expect to have them fully staffed? I know 70, I think, is the number, the goal to get to.
Yeah, we're expecting that all 70 would be on the ground and operational in 2026. Currently, we're working towards having 50 of those 70 by the end of this calendar year.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, you know, having conversations, under helping people set and understand what the expectations are, how they will augment the police services that are already in existence. What is the explanation you give? If someone, a farmer, were to say to you, we've got some crime problems in our area, how are the marshals going to help in the province from a crime and safety standpoint?
Well, we're really blessed in this province that our interpolice agencies, and you would know this very well, they work collaboratively all the time and do that very, very well. And so the marshals will be just one more layer of protection that will collaborate together with the RCMP, with municipal police forces. They'll be deployed where they're needed, when they're needed, as they're needed.
Mm-hmm. I had the Premier on recently, and I was talking to him about, I had a colleague, I guess I would call it, of yours from the provincial government in Alberta on the show, talking about some of the work that they're doing on secure treatment facilities. They've got an iteration of that they're looking to stand up. The Premier hinted that maybe that's something we will see coming. Is this a multi-ministry approach to this, Minister McLeod, that you would be working with health, for example, and other ministries to explore what this could look like in our province?
Yeah, absolutely. I was blessed when I spent some time in the mental health and addictions file that I got to know Minister Dan Williams from Alberta, who was on your show and is leading this initiative in Alberta. I think there's a very strong need for additional resources to help people who are battling these types of addictions and are at a place where they really need some intervention, and health and mental health and addictions are really leading this charge. But in my role as Attorney General and as Minister of Corrections, Policing and Public Safety, we certainly are working alongside those ministries to make sure that when an idea like this is being looked at, we're looking at it from all angles.
Mm-hmm. Minister Tim McLeod is my guest, Saskatchewan's Minister of Justice and Attorney General. Just a couple of more things while I have you. At one point, we were hyper-focused on border security, and while it was being looked at on a national level, certainly each province was doing its part, and I know Saskatchewan bolstered up resources and made resources available to focus on the border security issue. Has it subsided a bit? It is still a focus. Where are things at with that right now?
Yeah, when that issue rose up, we identified that we were really doing some great work in the province. Our policing partners were working together very well already in that regard. And what we stood up was the Saskatchewan Border Security Plan to further direct some additional focus, I guess, in that area. But I would say that the work that's being done continues and is showing some great success. I think on the national and international stage, I would say that some of that has quieted down now, but The work continues, and as I said, it was already being done, and we were able to showcase a lot of that great work that our inter-police agencies are doing.
I've spoke about this with a couple of guests, but I don't believe I've asked you, Minister, and so I will. When you think of the border security issues that we have in Saskatchewan with the border on the United States-Canada border, would you say the majority of them happened at controlled border crossings, or are the uncontrolled border pieces of land the bigger issue?
Well, from a provincial perspective, of course, we don't have jurisdiction at the border. That's Border Security Services, yep, and RCMP. So our involvement is really focused at the areas that are uncontrolled and outside of the border crossings. And that's why the resources that we've deployed really are patrolling the open areas. We've got the canine handling teams. We've got additional aerial patrols to cover the areas where there may be illegal activity happening outside of the controlled border crossings that, of course, are being policed by the RCMP and Border Service.
And that's kind of my question. Is it a problem? Are we seeing people belly crawling across the border to get into Canada, or dropping guns across a barbed wire fence into Canada? Is that a common problem for us here?
No, you know what, Evan? I would say that the much more common problem is the transportation and trafficking of illegal substances and even human trafficking that is crossing through our province, not necessarily happening right at the border and you know the Hollywood scene of somebody doing a belly crawl under a fence. I think our policing teams have had just some tremendous successes, particularly on the seizure of illicit substances in the traffic patrols, and mm-hmm, the communications that they have with interprovincial agencies, and knowing that there's a potential shipment of illegal contraband going through the province. We've had some huge drug busts and some real great success stories there in the months past.
Okay, last thing I want to bring up while I've got you here, Minister McLeod, is the federal government's gun buyback, gun grab, the confiscation, whatever you want to talk about there. There was a time when I think it was thought the Liberal government might be losing the election, and thus a new Conservative government had promised that would go away. Now we know the results of the election. Is there a sense that the plan is move ahead as planned with the military-style weapon buyback? Is that changing? Have you had any conversations with the feds about that?
Well, I had conversations with the federal minister of public safety a couple of months ago when it was Minister McGuinty. That is now, as of May 13th, changed. So I will be having conversations with the new minister. Just highlighting, of course, that when the federal government prohibited nearly 2,500 models of previously legal long guns, they did that without consultation and certainly without the agreement of the province. And so our province continues to oppose the firearms prohibitions that the federal government has put in place, but we're happy to work alongside them to address the underlying concern, which is really criminal activity. And we maintain that what they're currently attempting to do doesn't address the criminal activity. It's actually just targeting law-abiding gun owners, and that's the wrong group that you want to be focusing on. We want to make sure that if their goal is to reduce crime and gun crime, there are better ways to do that, and we'll happily work alongside them to target the correct audience.
Minister McLeod, always appreciate you giving us some time. Thanks for the chat today.
Thanks very much, Evan. Happy to be here.
Saskatchewan's Minister of Justice and Attorney General, also the Minister of Corrections, Policing and Public Safety, Minister Tim McLeod. You know, that firearms issue is one that we've spent a lot of time since the election talking about the federal government and their focus on improving relationships with the West. We've talked about it from an energy perspective. Cost of living, of course, has been a big one. But what their approach is to firearm legislation, will that change under Mark Carney, under a new prime minister and leader of the federal government? I'm not holding my breath. I know I've had a couple of conversations. I bumped into the Saskatchewan Firearms Office Commissioner Bob Freeburg last week when I was at the Saskatchewan Association Chiefs of Police meetings, and they remain committed to trying to help the federal government understand why this really is not having an impact at all on crime, on community safety, when you consider criminals aren't going to follow the law. Criminals aren't going to, they don't get their guns through the same sources that law-abiding gun owners do. But is it falling on deaf ears with this new Liberal government? I guess yet to be seen. Again, thanks to Minister Tim McLeod for stopping by. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Good morning, and thanks so much for joining us, Evan Bray, on a Wednesday morning, midweek Wednesday. I can't let this slide by without talking about this. So how much have you and I talked about the problems that bear spray is causing in our communities? I mean, we have talked about this ad nauseum, and it's throughout the province. It's not restricted to one area. I feel like we've talked about it in certainly Saskatoon and Regina a fair bit. We are seeing armed robberies happening with bear spray. We are seeing people on transit systems, city buses being bear sprayed. It's happening in street robberies. Innocent people, large crowds. We saw it happen at the Regina exhibition a couple of times. You see it happening a few different ways. And usually they're these young punks that consider themselves gangbangers that are carrying around this bear spray. And so we've spent how much time talking about we've got to get it out of their hands. How can we restrict the sale of it? How can we make sure that we're keeping our community safe? And many people will point out, why are they even carrying bear spray in the city of Regina or Saskatoon, for example? There's no bears in the city. What happens on Monday? A 200-pound bear is in the city of Regina, ends up getting brought down out of a tree by a Saskatchewan Environment, and ultimately was euthanized, was caught in Regina's heritage neighborhood. And so in the interview that Sask Environment did, they talk about all of what you can do if you encounter a bear, including get your bear spray out and prepare to use it. I mean, it's what bear spray is meant to be used for. I just can picture the next time one of these punks is having a conversation with a police officer and they find bear spray on them, they're going to say, hey, there's bears in the city. I mean, every once in a while, you got to protect yourself. I can hear that argument playing out already. Anyway, there's some weird irony, I feel, to that story and how that played out. Okay, we take a break, and when we come back, someone who is a friend of this show, we are very happy and honored that we've had actor Kim Coates on this show many times. You know him from Sons of Anarchy, you know him from American Primeval, and now he is the newest addition to the Walking Dead series, Dead City. Season 2 just fired up last week, and the great Kim Coates is on that series, and he joins us here next on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.